like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Where have I heard that name before? Could he possibly have a movie out these days?
He does. He does. But it's interesting because he's directing this one.
Yeah.
So I was a little worried about Molly's Game because Aaron Sorkin is quite a writer.
Boy, he is good.
You know,
he is.
But I sometimes think that maybe as a director and a writer, this might get a little too Sorkin-y for me.
Because he tends to be very chatty, doesn't he?
Yeah, his movies are all very dialogue-driven, but it's in a different way than, say, Woody Allen's, which are very dialogue-driven, because all of his characters are hyper-intelligent, and they talk really quickly over top of
yes.
each other. They say these flawlessly brilliant things all the time. And I thought, this is going to be like, I'm going to get dizzy from this. But he's no Fincher, but he does a fine job, I think, as a director.
It sometimes reminds me of the 30s and 40s films, The Repartee, when she, as the heroine, and this is Molly Bloom, played by Jessica Chastain, start spitting off business about high-end poker games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really intrigued by just the rhythm of her speech.
Right. Sorkin has nailed that. And Jessica Chastain might be one of the perfect choices to deliver his monologues because she just seems effortlessly sharp. You know, she just seems very sharp-witted and in control of her surroundings.
From the other side, the criticism of her that she's way too cold.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because I think that Jessica Chastain is one of the best actors out there, one of the most reliable actors out there. And I can see where, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, she often plays a very specific type of role. But if you go back to The Help, she's great in it. She's
right.
Oscar nominated and in a completely
right.
different type right. of character.
As opposed to Zero Dark Thirty.
But even then, I think that's very different because she was kind of introverted. She didn't talk very much. What's interesting about this conversation, though, is that a year ago, the film Miss Sloane came out.
I know.
Right? Jessica Chastain plays a very driven, very intelligent, solitary female figure, not
yes.
that likable, making maybe not legal decisions. It leads to a courtroom drama. I'm like, this is like the same movie, but with more eyeshadow.
This is a true story. Molly Bloom was an Olympic qualifying
mm-hmm.
skier.
Right.
Caught in an accident. Becomes the host of these very high-end poker games.
Underground poker games.
Yes.
That draw huge celebrities, sports figures,
right.
industry titans, $500,000 stake. And one of the things I thought was great about Sorkin's approach is that this is such a gossip column, movie of the week, fodder waiting to happen. You know, and he avoids all that. He's much more interested in her as this very intelligent, misunderstood, interesting figure. And so the names of the celebrities, he just doesn't wallow in the gossipy end of it, which I thought really elevated
yeah.
the film.
And because you're always going to be tagging him as a TV guy.
Right.
And so once he gets it to film, I think he really smooths that over. She's Wonder Woman of a different kind. This is a good year for women.
Yes, it
and
is.
She's wonderful because she's supremely bright.
Yeah.
She's very highly motivated. And after the loss of her Olympic possibilities, she just moves over into this other area where she becomes very successful.
What I like about her as a character is even when her lawyer, played very well by Idris Elba,
how about that?
You know, wants to find ways to potentially get her sentence reduced by suggesting that she had less power than she's like, no, that was my business. I built that. The grace,
yes.
like you, I thought that was. She was like, if I go to prison for it, I go to prison
oh,
for it. But
excellent
she, you know,
moment.
Sorkin's banter is so rapid fire, and Idris Elba just settled in with it a little bit. He took his time with it. He still said super smart things, but he said it at a different cadence, and I thought it really well offset her delivery, and I liked the scenes where the two of them were together, which are the scenes in movies like this that can be the killer.
There's not even a whiff of romance.
Right.
And she states it in the film. There is no sex.
It would ruin her business. She's in this for the business. And I liked Michael Cera's. He was great.
Right.
Who he's playing. It's Tobey Maguire.
Hope Madden, the film is Molly's Game. What grade would you award it?
B.
All right. And I'm going to award it a B+. Holiday time. Enjoy yourself. And if you're interested in the emergence of strong women this
right.
year.
Or just some smart dialogue.
Yes. Smart.
Just a movie that doesn't stoop. It's going to, you know, just is going to be smart. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.